Shalom Mishpacha. Shalom family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart. Made up of Jewish people and non-Jewish people. The middle wall of separation has come down, merging that ancient Jewish anointing with the New Covenant Christian anointing, and breaking down that wall so the two merge together. Oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. This is a new beginning for you, because it's not an accident you're listening to this interview that I'm having with Bruce Marciano. Now, Bruce is an actor from Los Angeles. His whole life was turned upside down. He was born again. He was going into attending a good church, but he was after career. That was his God. Would that be fair, Bruce?
That would be more than fair. That was definitely my God.
And when he played the role of Jesus in a reenactment of the Gospel of Matthew, the first thing he had to do was memorize every word, word for word, that Jesus spoke. And then he had to understand the culture. He had to understand the language. He had to put himself in that role. And he came out a totally different person. God spoke to you. The purpose for your life now, what is that?
You know, it goes back to the fact that I never planned on being in ministry. I never planned on writing a book. I was an actor. I was a very focused actor. And suddenly I got swept up into this stream of God's purpose. And as exciting as it was, it was challenging because you got to lay things down. But on top of that, it was confusing in the sense that one day I'm an actor, the next day I'm a writer, the next day I'm a speaker, the next day I'm holding a crusade. So I remember one time doing an event with a very popular Christian singer. His name was Michael W. Smith. I'm sure many of your listeners know his name. Michael was singing and I was speaking, and I was sitting in the wings watching Michael sing. And I thought to myself, you know, this guy, he knows what his life is all about. His life is about making music for the Lord. You know, with me, I'm doing all these different things, wearing all these different hats. And I went home from that event determined to hear from God in the sense of, Lord, what is my life all about? In other words, if you tell me your life is about writing, I'm not going to do these other things. I just want to have a focused life. And so I sat down and days of fasting and prayer, Lord, what is my life all about? What did you birth me to do? And I guess it's a guy thing. I was thinking vocationally and in the ways the Lord deals with me. And this is so precious because I believe he would say this to everyone who hears my voice. He said, Bruce, you were born for the purpose of revealing my son to my people. That's what your life is all about.
So it's not so much to win people for the Lord. It's to reveal Jesus.
It's to reveal Jesus. Oh, Sid, you said something powerful there. My job is to reveal Jesus. Whether I'm sitting in a coffee shop, whether I'm sitting here on the radio, whether I'm standing on a film set, whether I'm writing a book, it's just to reveal Jesus.
Well, what type of feedback are you getting from people that read your book, The Character of a Man, and are you surprised?
Am I surprised? No, in the sense that I feel very strongly that if there's anything missing, it's that people don't know who he really, really is.
What do you mean? We're in Christian America.
We know Christianity. We know republicanism. Ooh, I'll get rocks thrown at me for that. We know the rules. We know family values. We know, and they're all good and wonderful things. But in the middle of it all is Jesus, Jesus. And I tell you, Sid, he's, if I can use this expression, he's dying to be known. He died to be known. And to test that, you know, watch the Christian media, read, you know, go into a Christian bookstore and look at the top 10 Christian books, and you will be hard-pressed to hear.
Listen, I look at Christian television. You know what's on the hit parade these days?
Yeah.
Vitamins.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Christian television.
Yeah.
Something's out of whack.
you will be hard-pressed to hear the name of Jesus or see a book about Jesus. And that's a heartbreaking, very subtle thing that's going on. I call it the de-Jesusing of Christianity. But Christianity without Jesus, is not Christian.
Okay, when people read your book, which has beautiful pictures of the film and tells the story behind the film and what you went through, I imagine a lot of people that read this book are able to know Jesus, maybe for the first time, but certainly a refreshed knowledge of Jesus and able to fall in love with him all over again.
And you know, may I underscore everything by saying, Sid, I am by no means Mr. Authority on Jesus. I'm walking that journey along with everybody. And every time I think I've learned everything I can, I realize I'm not even close. But yes, if there's one line I hear over and over in terms of testimonies, it's, quote, I've been a Christian for XYZ number of years, but I never really knew Jesus until now. And I tell you, wow, you know, for people to step into cutting-edge relationship, be refreshed, be set free. You know, I get a lot of testimonies from people who have been through terrible things, you know, losses and heartaches. Life can crush a person, Sid, man. Hey, this broken world we live in. But in the middle of it all is the person of Jesus. And in coming to an understanding of him, of his heart, to catch a glimpse of his heart, is to begin to be set free from the lordship of those hardships.
And let me ask you a question. You said it yourself. This is a broken world, and stuff happens. My engineer remarked to me, I can tell you one thing about this guy, Bruce Marciano. Boy, he had a lot of joy. It's not just for the screen. You walk in real joy. How do you do that?
It's not so easy all the time. And I guess it all comes with, and I'm going to use this phrase specifically, forcing him on the throne. It's not natural for Jesus to be on the throne of my everyday life. You know, yes, he's Lord of my life, but if a person looks at his day-to-day decisions and the foundation upon which he makes his decisions and his motivations, we are motivated by everything from tiredness to being sick to the terrible thing that happened yesterday to ambition. I tell you, Sid, selfish ambition will steal God from a guy's life. So in other words, I've got to actively keep Jesus on the throne of my life. It's not natural. My sin nature is natural. I've got to get on my face and moment to moment make sure he's on the throne. And when he's on the throne of my life, everything that he is flows into my life. And everything he is peace that surpasses all understanding. I think of him in the Gospel of John at the Last Supper. He said, I have told you all these things so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Everything he is I will wipe away every tear from your eyes. I'll turn your ashes into beauty. I'll turn your mourning into dancing. The things of his kingdom flow from him and him alone. So where there is joy, it is all because of him.
Who is Jesus?
Yeah. Wow. First and foremost, let there be no mistake. Jesus is God. He's the living God. I think of that opening line in John in the first chapter of John. Nothing was created that was created without him. You know, I love that sentence Jesus speaks to the Pharisees 2,000 years ago. And for some reason, I see a big smile on his face when he says it. Before Abraham was born, I am. I am. And that is wow, Sid. That is wow. But if I have to nutshell him in terms of character, and that's nutshelling the character of God, the person of God, I'll point to the cross. A man is revealed by his actions. A man's heart is revealed by his choices. And so what you've got is the living God laying aside every privilege of his godness and divinity and subjecting himself to every bastion of hell and hellishness and horror beyond what you and I can begin to imagine, giving himself away in ways that you and I can't come close to understanding. And he does it all for love of you.
Bruce, our time is up, but Mishpocha, do you want to get your first love back? Do you want a real refreshed knowledge of Jesus? When you read his story, read what he learned from doing this movie. I believe that anointing, it's going to drip upon you, and you'll be changed. For a donation of $18, the character of a man. Shabbat broadcast, let me bless you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you his shalom. In the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yiverechecha Adonai Vayishmarecha Ya'er Adonai panav elecha vichunecha Yisa Adonai panav elecha ve'asem lecha
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape, or CD, of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.